know very much about the history of your house. Have you taken that step to find out? Maybe you'd like to find out more about your house but don't know how to go about it. Well, let's give you a tip. Carolyn Spooner is the content librarian at the State Library, and it could be more easy than you think. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Sonia. Good to talk.
How often do you get people in wanting to know about the history of their homes?
Just about every week.
It's that common.
You know, so many people are interested in doing their family history, and as a part of doing that, they're interested in their house. You know, so when you do a family history, it's not just about you, but it's about your environment. And so we regularly get asked, can you tell me who lived in my house? And we actually can.
How?
Because we've got a one. Well, I'm about to tell you. And the good thing is that people can actually check this from home, because we've actually digitised these fantastic Sands and MacDougall postal directories. They're known as the Big Red Books because they're huge books, you know, about 1,000 pages each. And they've been coming out since, 1850s, and they were produced up until 1973. And so the Sands and Mac staff used to go around each year to each household and find out who lived there and often what their occupation was. And then they get printed out. And so you can look up your street and you can see number by number who lived in them. Now, I took the liberty of asking your producer where you lived, and I've got the 1931 directory.
Oh.
And I can, see that the person who lived in your house was a C. Walters, who was a rail agent. And nearby was a storeman. There was T.H. Miggins, who was a salesman. There was a sheet metal worker, a draftsman, a clerk, and a carpenter. So it was clearly kind of working class. But then I've got the one here for 1950, and when I look at that, there is now a Mrs. Crafter living in your house. Next door is a salesman, there's a postal employee, a carpenter, a draftsman, and a clerk. So looks like it's gone a bit more white-collar worker, doesn't it? Just in those 20 years than blue-collar worker.
Well, that
so all
is
of these
interesting.
Directories,
yeah,
and they're just sitting on the shelves in our family history area. We get heaps of people coming in looking at them, probably the best used item in our collection. They're fabulous. And we've also digitised them. So if anybody's brave, they can have a go at searching them from home.
So those records you've got went up to what year?
1973.
Oh.
And I'm not sure why they stopped being produced in 1973. And we've also got similar volumes for, I think it's Victoria and New South Wales. So there was a Sands and MacDougall in each state. And, you know, our Sands and MacDougall building has
yes.
just been preserved heritage-wise. So that was that company. They were a printing company. So in the days before, you know, street directories, phone directories were common, they produced these directories.
And so since 1973, have we been able to get that information through other means?
Yeah. So we've got things like electoral rolls, we've got old telephone directories. It's not as simple as looking up these postal directories. So, yeah, not as complete, so you get sort of bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the jewel in the crown, I think, of our family history collection.
Yeah. So how far back did you say that went?
That went back to 1864.
Oh, that's significant, isn't it? Yeah.
But it's a bit tantalising because in the early days, streets didn't have street numbers. You know, you just had the names there. So to try and trace it back, there comes a point where suddenly they haven't got a number and you're not quite sure who lived there. But never mind. And something else that people use are old newspapers. So you can see if your house was in the news, you could just put in your street name, for example, or your suburb name. And a lot of your listeners might be familiar with the wonderful National Library website Trove, where you can look up early newspapers. You can just put in a name and maybe find your street.
So you certainly can find out the names and professions of people who may have lived in the house before you. But there are a lot of homes.
I'm noticing they don't always put them in.
Right. But I'm wondering, though, if if a house was called something, you know how some people, you know, like Rosebud or whatever, you call a house something, what would you be able to find out if a house used to have a previous name, for instance?
Yes, because if they've got a house name, it'll be given there, but otherwise you'll just have to figure it out by starting from the known. So if you start out from 1973 and work backwards, you see who are the people living on either side of you, and so you can trace back where that name fits in. It's like whenever you do your family history, you know, you start with yourself and work backwards.
Do you cover regional areas like Wollonga?
Yes, the directories do go do include outlying suburbs and country towns, but there's just a list of names there. It doesn't actually have street numbers and street addresses, which is tantalising. But we've certainly got old telephone directories from when they started, and they're quite near the information desk. So if people just come into the information desk and ask for what they're interested in, we'll take them over and show them the various things they can look up.
Yeah, Andrew at Prospect says, we had one of those directories at work. It was amazing. You could look up anyone, politicians, judges, even Rupert Murdoch was in the copy we had. Imagine that being available today, Andrew says.
Because it's not just the street listing. That's just about a quarter of it. The one I'm looking at's got all the listings for the places for the various savings bank, the places of worship. Oh, here's the Adelaide Circulating Library on North Terrace. It gives opening hours, would you believe? back in the old reading room. So advertisements, list of doctors, and there's also an alphabetical listing by person. Can I tell people how they can
absolutely
easily get into the thing to find it? Okay. Now, the simplest thing is actually to Google. And if you Google tracing history house South Australia, so tracing history house South Australia, the first thing that comes up is our library guide on tracing the history of a house. And the first thing that you find when you open that up is a little story that I put together on how to go about searching. And I've got links through to things in the catalogue and to things like the digitised records for this database. So people go in there, they will find that. The next thing they find is state records, because that's where you go if you're looking up any local government details or state government. And the next one's the National Library.